Pretoria peaking at 26 degrees tomorrow, Johannesburg 25 and Mpumela reaching a maximum of 21 degrees. For the class of 2025, tomorrow is the day they've been waiting for. The results of the National Senior Certificates are going to be released. The Minister of Basic Education, Siviwe Gwagube, is releasing the matric results for the certificate. She just announced that the national pass rate is 88%. KwaZulu-Natal is the best performing province, achieving 90% pass rate. She's speaking to top achievers in Gauteng as we speak. Here's an insert.
This year, we saw a sustained growth in the number of learners from no-fee schools achieving bachelor passes. This is a national message of hope that says poverty is not a destiny, and that where you come from does not mean that is where you will end up. And for many of these young people, bachelor passes will not only just open a door, it will change a family's story. It may mean the first university graduate in that home, the first teacher, the first lawyer, the first doctor, the first engineer, the first scientist in that family line.
The IAB also released its results with a 98% pass rate. The 2025 grade 12 matriculants of the Danefern College achieved 100% pass rate. They attained a combined total of 131 distinctions. Here's one of the top achievers. She got 9 distinctions. This is Kelly Phillips.
There's always opportunities for you out there, and matric and school is just a tiny stepping stone in your journey. I had points in my journey where I struggled and I didn't think I'd achieve what I did today, but I was able to.
Meanwhile, the Gauteng Department of Health says they stand ready to provide support for matriculants who couldn't pass the exams or who didn't get the marks they hoped for. The Deputy Director for the Department of Health in Gauteng's Mental Health Services is Radisha Sukal.
Learners who are experiencing emotional distress, depression, or suicidal thoughts are encouraged to make use of free mental health services.
Then we move abroad. The North Atlantic Organization, NATO, says it's working on next steps to boost Arctic security. It's in light of U.S. President Donald Trump's interest in taking over Greenland. He refuses to rule out military force to seize the autonomous territory of his fellow NATO member, Denmark. The U.S. leader used a need to increase security in the region in the face of China and Russia as key justification of why Washington needs to control that island. And finally, there's an app that has taken China by storm. If you missed it a bit earlier, it's called Are You Dead? The app requires you to check in with it every 2 days. You just click a button to confirm that you're alive, and if you don't, they will reach out to your appointed emergency contact to tell them that you may be in trouble. This as more and more young people choose to live alone in China. They're fearing that no one will know if something happens to them. Today's big other stories are on jackrandfm.com. Click on news. That's it for myself and the rest of the team. Have a good evening.